sometimes.
It's just so hard.
It's so hard to see. To see the light.
Here's what you gotta do.
But you gotta hold on.
Don't give up.
And don't give up.
Just a setup. What you're going through is only for your blessing. He has in store for you.
Sometimes you got to steal away all by yourself. When it seems like you can't get no rest, and you just can't utter a word, oh, say shoo-do-do-do. Let me sing a verse here, listen. Don't be discouraged about what you lost, 'cause Jesus already, he paid for it all. Just be encouraged and stay in the race.
Just sit back.
I know it's
just
what you're going through. Is only to prepare you for your blessing. For a long time, but it's coming, y'all. What you got to do, you got to keep on.
You got to keep on pressing.
If you want to bless,
get your blessing.
Wherever you are right now,
you got
to keep on pressing. You can't give up,
get your blessing.
Sure, you can't give in.
You
got to hold on,
get your blessing.
Hold on to the end.
You got to keep on pressing.
May not go where you want.
But
it'll be right on time. Oh my, wherever you are right now, if you're riding in your car and somebody riding with you, if you're sitting in your living room and somebody's sitting there with you, smile at them and encourage them real good. Say, God's got a blessing
for you.
I know that's right, say
for you.
Tell them wait on it, wait on it, it's coming.
For you.
Get ready.
get ready, carnival.
They left him alone and look in the mirror, smile and say, pull me, yeah. Oh, I'm getting happy, y'all.
I know it's coming for me.
My mama tell me about this weight and be of good cheer. It's coming
for me.
Ooh, I'm waiting, y'all.
Coming for me.
Now I wanna drop this nugget in your spirit and say, just step back.
It's just a test.
Start believing your way on the inside. And when that devil rises, try to tell you that you can't make it. When it rises, and tell you that you can't make it. Look at that low down dirty devil. And tell him, I step back. The devil is in here.
It's just a test.
I know that's right. It's just a setup. Glory be to God. Thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartetted contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Gonna be right here with you all the way up to 5 o'clock today, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and it's all just for you. As we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again for catching the wave. It's just a setup, huh? I'm being set up. So when I'm set up, I already know that I got the victory through Christ Jesus. So that don't make me doubt him, and I know too much about him, huh? That's why I can still say, in the name of Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. All right. Look, we are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. On this beautiful day, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, feel free to give us a call anytime right here, 347-215-8049. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're being safe out there. Watch your surroundings and keep your children close by you. All right, I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. It's 17 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory.
Give me some of that old school vibe.
All right now. Clap your hands. Come on. Come on, let's have some old fashioned church night. Because it's the old saints' praise. I want my daughter Bonita to get us started with this old song.
Reach out. Touch the Lord as He goes by.
Alright.
You will find Him not too busy to hear your cry. He is passing by moment.
Yeah.
Your
small boy, I used to hear a song from the radio called Sweet Home. Come on, Deborah, and sing it for me.
Sweet Home.
Sweet Home.
I gotta get mine in now.
Go ahead, sir.
I remember to have the testimony, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that was set up and testified. And before she gave her testimony, she was singing songs that said evil. She was saying, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God. Come on, Jake.
My whole body, my whole body, my whole body belongs to God.
My mind belongs to God. What's it say, Jake?
My heart belongs to God.
My hands, they belong to God.
And both of my feet. They belong to God.
My whole life, give it all to God.
All I have belongs to God.
They belong to God. My money belongs to God.
And all the time, belongs to God.
Come here, Alice.
Jesus coming back, spreading news.
clap of your hands. I need about 50 folks. I need somebody that know God has been good to you. Let's get out in the aisles and let's have a good time. I got one.
Get your praise on.
Oh, let's have some more church, huh? Is it all right? All right. For those of you just locking in, want to welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. It's yours truly, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, I want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television broadcast. That's every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina, where you'll see the old, the new, the very best in quartet music and contemporary music right on our broadcast. So make sure you write it down. That's every Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24, and you'll also get 15 minutes of the Word of God during this hour broadcast. That's right, with Pastor Rayshon McCoy. So make sure you tune in to get the Word, and you get 45 minutes of gospel videos around the world. And I can promise you, we have it right here waiting for it to bring it into your home in your living room. So mark it on your calendar. Every Sunday, 5 p.m. on the New Spectrum TV Channel 24. I'll be right there hosting the broadcast. Looking forward for you to tune in. Our number is 919-443-5994. If you would love to be on the broadcast, feel free to call us at 919-443-5994. All right, let's do this. I'm going to take a pause for the calls. For the station ID, and we are right around about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to come back with more great gospel music right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
Sometime back, we did this song for all our fans, but Robin and I decided to do it again. Would you listen to me, please? I made a vow
Come and go home with me for a little while, if you please. My name is Willie Johnson, and I'm from Tyler, Texas. But that wasn't where I was born. I was born in a little community about 13 miles from Tyler, in a little community that was called Galilee. Some of the people in this community that had cars. But my father, he didn't have one. Only way that we had to get back and forth to the grocery store, you don't hear me, do you? We had two mules and we had a way. Wait a minute. Again. I said, my father had two mules and he had a way. And that was a little church that where we were brought up, in a little old sanctified church, and they had a place in the back for all the kids when they got sleeping. Sometimes they would stay till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. But whenever they got ready to go home, that old minister would tell everybody to stay. And then one of them old sisters would look for one, and they would look to them. Because they knew that they wasn't going to see each other for maybe a week. But as they would stand there, an old song would come across their mind. I'd like to say the same thing that they would say. Let me say it. neighbor now. They would sit there with me talking. Somebody from the crowd would say, I want the law. I want the law. I want the law, the law. Yeah. Yeah. I tell we be together. know this song. Y'all don't mind helping us sing. Here we go. Listen.
Did it have to reach me? To pick you up.
If he has to reach
me.
Oh, yeah.
To pick you up.
If he has to reach
me.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear y'all.
Jesus. To pick you up.
But if it had to
reach
me, Jesus
said, pick you up.
If he has to reach
me,
can I get a witness out there?
Pick you up.
If he has to reach
me,
oh Lord,
pick you up.
Jesus
said, pick you up. If he has to reach me,
listen, listen. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, if you're doing the same things, what? If it happens each way, Jesus,
to pick you up.
If he has to
reach,
can I get a sanctified
witness?
If he has to
reach,
yes, he will. Jesus,
to pick you up.
I got one more thing, listen here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so much, just preaching for the money, and not caring for the soul. If you can't preach, my brother, the way you used to, it's because you're doing the same thing, but that couldn't do any bad news away. Jesus, if he has to
read,
if he has to
reach,
yes he will.
Jesus,
oh, I feel good. Should ever have
it.
If he has to
reach,
if the Lord has to reach, with down on your soul, to touch your eyes, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We came to let you know, he will
pick you up.
Can't nobody do
you
like Jesus can. Just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mama leader. Say yes to him. Say yes to him. Say yes to him.
Pick you up.
I get one away.
time to get your praise on with the number one gospel station.
Gospel station.
Gospel station.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes?
This is one of your fans. I heard that you were in a bad accident.
Well, it's true.
Tommy, out of all of the things that you've gone through, is there anything that you would like to tell somebody today?
Yes, I would like to share this with you. The Lord have been good to me. He spared my life. And I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting. And I'm gonna keep my hands in God's hands. Cause you know I had a close call in my life. I had a close call in my life. I'm glad the good Lord spared my life.
Tommy, could you tell me what happened?
Well, I got caught between two tractor trailers. The nurses, the police, they couldn't understand how I was still alive. But what they didn't know, I had a visitor ride with me. And it's one more thing, what they didn't know, God is still working miracles. They rolled me to the ambulance, and as we rode down the highway, Lord have mercy, I begin to think about how good God have been to me. Begin to think about I had a close call in my life. I'm gonna keep on working. I'm gonna keep on trusting in him. But I just couldn't help myself. I just had to keep on thinking about I had a close call in my life. And I don't know about you.
Close call.
Oh, my. Just shut up and start praying, girl. And, you know, just don't keep talking about it. Let's just go and pray about it. We are right at 17 minutes after the hour on a beautiful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. And for those of you, if you don't know, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We are not about competition or compromising. We are about doing the will of the Lord. And, you know, as we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God, there must be some action that we put with it. You know, it's just like making a pie. If you don't put the right recipes in it to make it turn out right, then that's the way it's going to be. So when we read and we study, Then when we put some action to it, in other words, just don't sit on it. Because if you leave a pie in the oven and you don't take it out once it's cooked, guess what? You're going to burn it up. Okay? So if you're just getting and you're steady receiving it and you're getting the wisdom, you're getting the knowledge, and you're not acting on what you're getting, then, you know, the scripture says he wanted us to go out and to compel them to come to Christ. So when you're being taught, then he wants you to be a vessel for him, to be used for his glory. And that the Bible let us know that he whom winneth souls is wise. So let the wisdom that God has given you and the knowledge that you've been studying, then use it for God's glory. All right. Look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music again. Our website, NFIRadio.com, or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
So this song says this.
I don't know how God's going to do it. And I don't know. Gonna
come on, come on.
The gospel jam on your number one gospel station.
When danger was around me, my life, Lord,
living down here, Lord. Living on borrowed time. You know what? I'm going away. I'm going to stay long, my life. And I won't be back. Just been
that gospel all day long. So keep it locked.
Tell y'all, stand and relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, he knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in him. He knows exactly. Look at somebody and tell them that. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Just somebody and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at them and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye, and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say, hold on. And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm. And most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
Dedicated to all of you out there. Good God.
Let's get closer, closer, closer. Let's get closer and closer, closer.
Get closer,
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 you and me.
Good God.
Woo.
That's
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Oh, Lord, I need you.
gospel music at its best. I need your word. Ah, sounding good, huh? Again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We are right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour. More great gospel music coming your way. Once again, feel free to give us a call right here, 347-215-8049. I need your word 7 days a week. And many of you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we need his word. In this day and time, we need his word, huh? Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Once again, and we want to thank all of you far and near. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. You can feel free to give us a call right here, 347-215-8049, or join us on our website, nfiradio.com. Again, we have some awesome men and women of God that come forth right here preaching the word of God on this network, and you can catch them Mondays through Thursdays at between 9:30 and 10 a.m. Mondays through Thursday, and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And also, you can join them on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. So those of you, make sure you tune in for the word, and we are so grateful to have these powerful, awesome men and women of God coming forth with the word of God. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music again. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. church on a Sunday. The preacher, he was preaching. The choir, they were singing about the good old
sacrifice just one thing for the Lord.
If you want to be blessed, you must sacrifice something for the Lord.
If you want to be blessed,
if you want to be blessed,
you must sacrifice.
You must
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because, yes, he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. I tell God thank you, for he is the almighty God, the omnipresent, the omnipotent God, the God that knows everything, the God that's everywhere. I tell God thank you. We can never, ever thank him enough. I give God glory because he watches over us. When we are in the valley, guess who's there with us? When we are on top of the mountain, guess who's there? You don't have to guess. If you're a true servant of the true and living God, you know that he is always there. Thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. I tell God thank you for all that he is doing. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is my keeper. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is my way maker. He is the miracle worker. He is my best friend, and I tell God thank you. And the word of God says he no longer calls us servants, but he calls us friend. And when we have a true relationship with God, he is our best friend. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you that he went on the cross for us. I thank you that he went in the grave and that he didn't stay there. I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, being the one that chose to go on the cross for us. And Father God, I tell you thank you. Father God, we ask that you extend your healing power, your miracle working power, your delivering power in the name of Jesus. Those that are going through surgery right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you move in the name of Jesus. Guide the doctor's hands, God. Guide the ones that's watching and monitoring, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, we tell you thank you for all things, God. Father God, we ask that you touch our children and their children in the name of Jesus. I speak your delivering power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for waking us up this morning. Those that are slumbering and sleeping now, God, I tell you thank you for watching over them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we come, God, we tell you thank you for being the God that regulates. Thank you for being the God that is the blood donor, God. Thank you for being the God that look beyond our faults and see our need. Father God, I tell you thank you for all things. Father God, bless those that are homeless, God. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood. Provide for them, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, that you deliver right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for all things. Bless your ministries that you have ordained, God. Continue to keep them standing. Continue to keep your pastors standing. Keep your apostles standing. Keep your evangelists, keep your prophets standing on your word. Keep your teachers standing on your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that you have chosen, God. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things, great and small, dear God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I thank you for being the eternal Father. Thank you for being the God that sees and knows all things, God. Thank you for being our healer, God. You know, God, and I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, again, I lift up married couples to you, God. You ordain marriage, God. Oh, Father God, I want you to strengthen in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory, God. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I thank God for this opportunity to come. I don't know if the S-U-N is shining where you are, but one thing that I do know, that the S-O-N is shining bright. He is still the same. And I tell God, thank you for all things. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We ask you to join us if you so desire. But your home church come first. And we thank you for God's son Jesus opening the door for us to come on NFI Radio. You know that we come on Tuesdays at 9:30 to 10. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin have come to join us, and we ask you to come and listen to the man of God from 9:30 to 10:30. And on second and fourth Tuesdays, yours truly is here. We thank God for all things. And on Thursdays, we're here from 1 to 1:30. And on the Tuesday nights, except for third Tuesday, we have Bible study. Third Tuesday at 12 o'clock, we have noonday prayer. We ask you to come and join us. If you can't come to the body of Christ, go and pray wherever you are. Because one thing that I do know, that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. The prayers of the righteous keepeth us. And I tell God, thank you. And on third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study, but I always encourage you to go in the Word of God wherever you are, because see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. And on this Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., we will be having our Women's Day service. We ask you to come out and join us at 11 o'clock a.m. Our own evangelist, Dorothy Kingsbury, will be bringing forth the Word of God. We ask you to come and join us if you so desire. But I tell God, thank you, that we can use what we have in-house, that God gets all of the glory. And I thank God for Evangelist Kingsbury and the growth that I see God doing in her. I thank God for all of our ministerial staff. We give God glory for all things. We ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. But if you can, come and join us. As we come back on today, we're still going to be talking about what it means to love like Jesus. And when we love like Jesus, knowing that he is love, why? Because God is love. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. And as we come, we know that God loved us so much. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, it's a mighty powerful thing to have someone that loves you so much that he sent his only son, that all you got to do is believeth in him. And as you believe in him, I tell God, thank you, that we have the right to eternal life, everlasting life. When we talk about loving like Jesus loved, you know we can't love with our love. We got to have God's son Jesus' love in order to love like him. When we love like God and love like his son Jesus, we have that boundless love, that love that gives us the strength and give us the heart to love our enemies. And when we love our enemies, we ain't just loving those that love us and those that do for us, but we are loving with the love of Christ. When we look at loving like the love of Christ, his son Jesus, when we love like him, we have God's love in us. It says when we love like Christ, God's have a goal of conforming us to the image of his son, nobody else's, but his son. And when we love like Christ, we love like he does, selflessly. We just love just because. When we love like God's son Jesus, he has commanded that his disciples love each other. And as sons of God, children of God, that still go for us also. And how do I know? Because Jesus demonstrated his love by dying for us. And as we look at the Word of God, there is no greater love than this. John 15, verses 13. I tell God, thank you. The Word of God says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus tells us, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I have commanded you. I tell God, thank you for the love that he has for us. And as children of the Most High God, we can't love with our own love, but we got to love with the love of his son Jesus. And we gave you John 3:16, as it tells us what it means to love like Jesus loved, that he, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And see, there's some of us who have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on and on sons. But would we give up one of those sons so that man might be able to live? God loves us and gives us that sacrificially love. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. And as we come back, we know that God loves us unconditionally. If we look at James 2, verse 15, the word of God say, if we love like he loves, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, we're going to provide for them. And guess what? God provides for us just because he loves. And I tell you, God, thank you. And as we love just the way that he loves, we look at John, 1 John 3, verse 16 and 17. The word of God says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth this brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So when we see there's a need, when the love of God lives on the inside, we're going to provide, we're going to give. If I got something and you need it, I'm going to give it to you. If you got something and your brother and your sister need it, because you have the love of God on the inside, you're going to give that brotherly love. Let me tell you, listen to this. This love is expressed by sincerely helping persons in need, by sharing our earthly possessions with them. I don't mind giving. And if I'm eating and I see somebody else need a meal, yes, I will give them that meal. Why? Because of the love of God that's on the inside. I don't do it to get kudos. I don't do it to get, girl, look at what you did. I don't do it to find favor with God, but I do it because of the love of God that resides on the inside. And I tell God, thank you. But when we love the true and living God, we're going to do things his way. I tell God, thank you. When we serve the true and living God and we love like him, it said Jesus was undiscriminating in the way he loved. He didn't have no particular ones. He didn't love by color. He didn't love by what you had. He didn't love by your size. He didn't love by your religion. He loved undiscriminating. He just loved because. But Jesus warns us that it's easy to love those who are like us. But when we love like he loves, unconditionally, if we look at Luke 6, verses 32 and 33, the word of God said, for if ye love them which love you, what thanks have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thanks have ye? For sinners also do even the same. When we love unconditionally, I can't just love those that love me. I can't just love those that give and provide for me. But I gotta love like Christ loved. He loved all mankind. He didn't have a few select ones that he loved, but he loved unconditionally. It said, but Jesus loved even his enemies and expect us as his followers to do the same. If we look at Luke 6 and 35, the word said, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. For your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unkind and to the evil. I tell God, thank you, that when we can love our enemy, those that stab us in the back, those that talk about us, those that persecute us, I tell God, thank you, that when we love our enemy, we're doing the same thing that God's son Jesus does. I tell God, thank you, that how is it that Jesus healed and fed and ministered to many who cry later, crucify him. Ah, the same ones that he was there for. When it came to the end, they, with their hard hearts, later cried, crucify him. If we look at Matthew 27, verses 20 through 22, it shows what God's son Jesus went through for our sake. Matthew 27, verses 20 through 22 said, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barnabas. And Paulus said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. Jesus hadn't did no sin, hadn't did nothing wrong, but Barnabas had sinned and did something wrong. But I tell God, thank you that Paulus said unto them, what? He gave them the choice of what should be done with Jesus. But I tell God, thank you for his loving us so much that the very ones that he had fed, the very ones that he had stood in the gap for, that they later cried out, crucify him. And just the night before, he had washed the feet of Judas Iscariot, knowing that within a few hours that Judas would betray him. Would you get down on your knees and wash your enemy's feet? Yes, I would have done it. And I tell God, thank you that I'm doing what God have called me to do. You're doing what he have called you to do when you wash your enemy's feet, when you stand and feed your enemies. You're doing what God say to do. I tell God, thank you. If we look at John 13, the word of God is fulfilling itself. John 13, verses 4 and 5, and the word of God says, and he riseth from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was girded. I tell God, thank you, that this act of washing foot according to the word of God lets us know that on the night before Jesus was to die, that Jesus did it to demonstrate to his disciples how much he loved them. That's why when we love like Christ loved, we will go down on our knees and wash one another's feet. I'm not a big you thinking that you are a small I, but I tell God, thank you, that when we wash each other's feet. We're doing the same thing that his son Jesus did. And it demonstrates that he loved unconditionally. And that lets us know that he sacrificed himself. And he was going to go on the cross for us. And I tell God, thank you. For Jesus to convey to his disciples the truth that he was calling them to serve one another in humility. When we are humble, we can do what his son Jesus have done. We can love the same way that he loved. I tell God, thank you, how Christ wanted to show his disciples that his desire for them to be first and to love like he loved. And as he washed their feet, it shows humility and humbleness. And as we go on our knees and wash each other's feet, I thank God for his son Jesus being the one that set up the image that we can follow. And he made it a point of ministering to the ones that hated him. He made it a point to stand on God's word. He made it a point to be there for the rich and the poor. He made it a point to be there for the young and the old. He made it a point that it didn't matter what religion or whether you was a pagan, he was there. And as he taught the word of God and he showed his love for mankind, he did it not because of what we were doing for him, but he did it just because he loved. And to love like Jesus means we cannot be selective in how we treat people. I can't treat those that I like better than those that don't like me. But you and I, as sons of God, gotta love like Jesus loved. And as we love like he loved, we're not going to show favoritism to a few, but we're going to love just because. And when we love like Jesus loved, we don't show favoritism, because guess what? We have sinned and we were convicted by others, but we can't judge like man judge. We got to let God be the final judge. As we love according to his will and we do what God say to do, we're going to love irregardless when we have the love of God. And we love like Christ love. Would you give your life for another man? Jesus did, because he loved unconditionally. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be criticized. But we still got to love like God's son Jesus loved. When we love, and we love unconditionally. When we wash each other's feet, he had washed the very man's feet who would sell him out, the one that would lay a kiss on him. But I tell God, thank you, that when we love like God, son Jesus loves unconditionally, we're going to love our enemy just like we love our friend. Don't like the way that they treat us, but we're going to love unconditionally. Going to love with that agape love that love that don't have a certain few that we love. But I tell God thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us. I tell God thank you for all things, because as we look at James 2, verse 9, the word of God said, but if ye have respect to persons, you commit sins and are convinced of the law of transgressors. We got to just love. We don't have to love. We can't love a select few. We got to love unconditionally. To love like Christ lets us know that we have the love of God in our heart. To love like Christ is to give that genuine love. To love just because. We are to treat every human being with dignity and respect, remembering that this person is a special creation designed in the image of our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you, that when we love like Jesus love, it's unconditional. And it ain't just because we found favor with God, but it's because we love unconditionally. To love like Christ is a blessing. And I tell God, thank you for all things. When we come back together again, God's willing, we're going to still be talking about loving the way and having the love that Jesus has. What does it mean to love like Jesus? You're going to love unconditionally. We can't do it without love, but we got to have his love. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. For
coming up in this world. I often made mistakes. That's why each and every day I look toward heaven and say these words. Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
For the wrong I've done.
For the wrong I've done.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Stay with me, Jesus.
Until this race.
Thank you. Apollinaire also want to dedicate this to the members that have left us on that chariot. Mr. Robert Blair, Mr. Lil Jon Jones, Mr. J.C. Smitty, Mr. Jesse McDaniel, and to the late Charlie Brown. Brothers, we're going to see you again.
Bible tells us in Matthew 6 to take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor what you shall put on. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you need all these things. And if he feeds the fowls of the air and clothes the lilies of the field, surely he'll take care of you too. What I'm trying to tell you is that God will take care. Yeah.
Take care of you.
Mm-hmm. God will.
God will.
Said I know he will.
Take care.
I tried him before.
Take care.
And I know he will. Life has a way of leaving us in despair.
Get
gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave, and we are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. You can join us on our website at www.nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We are right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You're catching the wave here from the NFI studio.